congrats again on signing track and field at Doane. This has been a dream of yours in track and field to go to college for a long time, hasn't it?
Yes, it has. And I was really back and forth with track and field, like going into high school. I was like, I'm never going to be a star in track. Like, I was fast, but I didn't think that. And so, like, this has been a dream come true to go continue what I love doing the most.
So what year kind of really changed your mind a little bit? Freshman, sophomore, had to been one of those two, wasn't it?
So COVID was my freshman year, so I never really got the chance to, you know, be like, oh, do I love track or do I not love track? And honestly, it was my junior year when I started picking up the pace and I started pushing myself way harder past my limits. And I was like, I would love to do this in college. Like, this is what I would love to do the most. And that has really been the determining factor. Was I just wanted to keep going and getting better. And everything, like the weight room, has helped me a ton, and getting stronger to where I can race at my top speed has been, I mean, anything I would have wished for is I have it right now. And I feel like I'm just going to keep getting better and better each year and each meet. So
you stress that to other kids, maybe junior high school kids, if you really want to be good any sport, really about track and field, yeah, hit that weight room, right?
Oh, yeah. The weight room. I mean, I tell that to a lot of people. They're like, oh, the weight room, we just go lift. And, you know, like, a lot of people don't take it as seriously as I do. But honestly, that has been something that has improved my performance a ton, is just getting bigger, getting stronger, getting faster. And that, like, having a good weights program is good, too. And I want to thank Mr. High for that as well. And just creating a good program to help me to where I can perform at my best ability. And I do stress that to a lot of kids. If you just keep working and you keep going, you're going to start somewhere and you're going to end even better and you're going to end even stronger anytime you get up there. So,
and you've had some other off-season training, correct me if I'm wrong, you're working with as well, is that right?
Yes, so I have been working with Quantum Athletics, and that is Caleb, and he's based in Arnold. He's awesome, and he's helped me a lot with my blocks and improving my block starts. And I've also been working with Kevin Heffley. He's out of Eustis, and he runs for the Paralympian USA track team. And I've been working with him since my sophomore year, and he has been a huge factor in determining my confidence in track and just giving me that guidance to keep running and keep going. Because, I mean, you're going to start, but, I mean, like I said, you're going to end even better. And he's just helped me with that confidence and boosting that majorly.
You obviously know Coach Fye is the absolute greatest. You've got a chance to know him. I love the guy, really do, and you're going to a great school.
Yes, I knew the second I walked on that track my sophomore year when we went down there, and he started joking with me, and I thought it was funny because I'm like, well, at least you guys got a good track. I mean, we're running on gravel and asphalt every day, and we joke about Juanita and how much I dislike them, and he's from Juanita, so I'm like, well, I got to give him a little bit of heck. And that's always a joke that we love talking about, is Juanita Palisade. But yeah, I love Coach Fye. He's a super good guy, and I'm glad he gave me the opportunity to keep going and doing what I love in college.
But there's some other schools. You got a lot of mail each and every week. A lot of mail from other schools, didn't you?
Yes, I did.
Other schools that kind of, was it UNK's or what other schools were out there?
One of the ones that I really enjoyed was, well, a couple of them were Mount Marty, Nebraska Wesleyan, and Concordia. And I was going to reach out to UNK, but I went and visited Doane, and I was like, oh boy, like this is really where I want to be. And I visited Wesleyan on first sight, and I'm like, wow, this is where I want to be. But, you know, I went to visit all the rest of them, and I will give the best advice to anybody. Go visit before you commit, because it makes a total difference. And I learned that with Doane, and I loved, just Doane felt like home. And I don't know if it's just because I've been on campus a lot from state track, practicing there before, but Doane was really the place that felt like home to me, and I wanted to keep going there the next 4 years of my life.
How about your studies? What are you going to be studying there?
I either want to go into physical therapy or I want to do anesthesiology assistant.
I wonder where that came from. Following mom? Footsteps a little bit, right?
Yeah, she's a labor and delivery nurse, so she's in the nursing field, but she knows all about it and things like that. So she definitely knows the world of nursing.
this year coming up, you had a phenomenal junior year. You guys were solid, and you've scored a lot of points. How about this year? And I take it the one, the two, the quarter, and your 4x4, that's going to be your events again this year, aren't they?
Yes. I'm really the only true sprinter we have. I would say most of our team is freshmen coming up or kind of mid-distance, long-distance. So I don't think we'll be building the 4x1 just because, I mean, I'm excelling in a lot of my events individually and 4x4. So I'll say I'd probably stick with the 1, 2, 400, and 4x4 this year. But I'm really looking forward to continuing to get better. I mean, last year was the first year I'd ever ran the 400, and I looked at Halsey and I was like, you're so funny for putting me in this race. And this year, I'm ready to get back at it. Like, I'm just antsy to keep going. Like, I just want to see where I'm at this year, and I'm excited. We'll have that indoor UNK meet to start us off right after state basketball, and hopefully I can see where I need to do some work in. But
be honest, that 4x4 run on that anchor leg of the 4x4, the last race of the day, that's the very best, isn't it?
It is, and a lot of people say, oh, you're so tired, but that's the race that gets me going. My adrenaline just roars during the 4x4, and I mean, I really like being the anchor in the 4x4. I've never been anything else, but being the anchor in the 4x4 just gives me the urge to want to win for my team. Like, I have to win for my team, and not only myself, but, like, my team is depending on me right now to win this race for them. So a lot of credit to my team for always helping me get a lead, but finishing off the race is something I take as a privilege. So
you got a lot of girls who can score well for you in a lot of meets this year, don't you?
Oh yeah, we have a lot. I mean, we have a really good freshman coming up, and I feel like they're going to do some damage as well. And I feel like just keeping competitive, I feel like we're going to have freshmen also working for some different spots on the team, like relays and things like that, that I think we're going to be pretty competitive in where our relays and things like that are. And even in individual events, we're still going to be, I mean, better than we were last year with the competition that we have now. So I'm really looking forward to seeing where they start off as. And I mean, our coaches are amazing, so they know where to put us all. And I trust in them that they will do what it takes to be the best team that we can and put the best people in the best spots to keep winning.